it never ended. So, you know, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to get things back underway, see the guys, and just catching up over the off season. And I think all of us are excited for this new journey.
Is it a weight off your shoulders at all? Get all that out of the way, contract stuff,
you
don't have to ask.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, just to focus on football and not have to worry about answering questions or thinking about it too much. You know, just going out there and doing what I do and practicing and preparing to get better.
Randall, how big a thing was when you were approaching the free agent process and stuff like that, how big a thing was that you got Aaron Rodgers, you got multiple weapons, the general culture, did those kind of factor in that you really wanted to be back here?
Yeah, you know, I had pros and cons to, you know, leaving the stand and figuring out what was best for me. And, you know, I wrote them all out on the sheet and just decided off that. And I knew this is where I wanted to be. I knew there was never a time where I didn't want to be here. You know, it's a great organization to play for, the best fans in America, in the world. You know, my teammates, I know what I have in Aaron. I know what I have in our receiving core. I feel like we're right there, and, you know, we're ready, starting the journey today to build on this season and bring a Super Bowl back this upcoming year.
Speaking of that, starting a journey, how are you, like, you know, you're not a young guy, you know, you're going your fifth year and stuff like that. How big, how important is the off season to a good season? How important is this stuff right now?
It's very important. You know, this is the time where we build individually as far as, you know, whether it be with our nutrition or our weight or, you know, with our workouts, continuing to get better at our craft with the drills and stuff that we do. And, you know, just building that mental capacity with learning the offense and or just refreshing the offense and continuing to push yourself in all phases.
Randall, you said the Seattle game felt like a nightmare kind of after it. How much have you looked back at the season? How much have you looked back at that loss?
Really not too much. You know, this offseason I focused mainly on preparing myself for this season as far as physically. This is the time now where we'll start having meetings soon and getting back into the football side of things and going back and watching film and doing my film study and checking on those games and seeing where I can correct you know, things from last season or continuing to improve and learning from other guys throughout the league.
And, you know, in free agency, a lot of guys, well, not a lot, some guys would, you know, take the money and run. How much did playing with Aaron Rodgers and playing with this offense again factor in your decision?
Like I said, I mean, it was pros and cons to, you know, my decisions. And that definitely played a factor. Like I said, I know what I have in my teammates in this organization, and I'm very comfortable here and, you know, with playing with the team that I play for and been a part of this organization.
Randall, you talk about the fact that, I mean, these are voluntary sessions, but it's almost kind of involuntary, isn't it? Because if you guys want to get to that ultimate goal of the Super Bowl, you need to put in this extra time and dedication.
Well, yeah, you know, it is voluntary for the most part, but, you know, we have a lot of guys here, and we have a lot of guys that's, you know, looking to get better and looking to continue to compete and push each other and to do that with the guys that you're going to be on the field with come September. So it's important for us to continue to build that that brotherhood and that trust in each other as we start this journey today.
Hey, Randall, you're running the guys here for the first time in, you know, the last several months. What do you talk about? Is it family? Is it football?
It's a wide range of subjects. So it's just good to have that camaraderie back, to be able to spend some time and just catch up, really. And, you know, like I said, just focus on preparing ourselves for this upcoming season.
Have guys moved on from Seattle, or is it still festering to some degree?
We haven't talked about it. Nobody's really bringing that up. You know, I mean, we're focusing on, you know, handling business this season. You know, this is a new season, a new beginning. So this is day one in the process. So we have a long way to go, and we're just going to build off today and continue to move forward.
Sorry to bring up
coming up. What's your draft memories when you look back on the draft?
Draft memories. Being drafted to the Packers and. They had just come off the Super Bowl and, you know, have an opportunity to come here and play and learn from the receiving corps that was here and continuing to try to push myself and hopefully be able to compete on this level and have an opportunity and been blessed with that opportunity.
How about that day, though? You see your name on the crawl, hear your name?
Yeah. It was an unbelievable feeling. Just, you know, as a child, you grow up and you know, I always wanted to be a professional athlete. I always thought it was going to be basketball until I realized I wasn't going to be 6'4". But once I transitioned into football and having that opportunity to live out my dream is a special feeling and a special moment I'll never forget.
Mandel, is it easy to come back? Hi.
Hey.
Is it easy to come back to work on a day like this? I know there's a financial component for a lot of guys to encourage you to come back to Green Bay, but, you know, there's also value to getting away for a while. Do you get the sense that guys really are kind of in that first day of school, happy to see everybody kind of mood, or?
No, it was pretty interesting in the locker room, just everybody talking and catching up. So I think a lot of people are excited to be back and excited to get to work and excited to just have fun and enjoy this this offseason of training.
Randall, did Mike address you guys today? And if so, what was the theme or tone of that message?
Yeah, he addressed us, and, you know, it's the same every year. You know, we're chasing Super Bowls. That's our plan, and, you know, he puts that in place from the first day. And we all understand that. We all know what the ultimate prize is and what we're here for. And, you know, today starts that journey.
What happened in Seattle, did that help motivate you guys going into this offseason? I mean, obviously you were gave away. I mean, you say you don't talk about it, that's fine. But how much did that motivation go into starting an offseason program and going into year? What happened to you guys?
Oh, well, I can't speak for everybody else, but for myself, yeah, I thought about it in my training, you know, over the past couple months. Whenever I reached that point of fatigue or feel like I can't go no more, just having those thoughts in the back of my head and knowing that, you know, that next rep may be the rep that's going to excel us, you know, past that moment. So, you know, you use it as motivation. You know, you find ways to fuel yourself in the off season, and that's one of mine.
Hey, Randall, what was your reaction when you heard about the changes Mike was making with the coaching staff, and what do you think of the kind of offensive coordinator Edgar can be for you guys?
I think it'll be great. You know, I think that the moves that he made was for the better of the team. You know, he felt that it was his call to make, and he made it. And, you know, I think we're all looking forward to see how it's all going to work out. And, you know, I think it's definitely going to be for the best, and I think we're all excited about it.
What do you think about Edgar just moving into that offensive coordinator role? How do you think he helped your?
Well, I'm really excited for him to get this opportunity. You know, being here with him for the past 4 years and seeing the coach that he is on a day-to-day basis, being able to take that to widespread to our offense and bring that energy that he has in our receiver room to the offense in general, and, you know, just being able to continue to put us in position as players to succeed, and I think he's going to do a great job with that.
Randall, you had a hell of a year last year. Is there more out there for you? Is there another?
Well, I hope so.
That you can reach and...
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for. You know, I've never been satisfied in my life, and I don't plan on starting right now. So, continuing to push myself to be the best player I can be for this team, and to do everything I can to help us get to a Super Bowl.
Randall, you know which teams you're playing next season, but the schedule does come out tomorrow. Do you pay attention to that, or do you just sort of wait until the season starts and take them one game at a time?
Well, I'm just getting ready for all the ticket requests I'm going to get from family and friends, because as soon as the schedule come out, I'm going to get mass texts about what games everybody's coming to. So that's the only reason I really check on it.
Randall, going back to the coaches a minute, your position coach, Alex Van Pelt, is also going to be coaching quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That's somewhat unusual. I like your take on that. What do you think?
I'm excited for it, too. You know, I'm excited to figure out how it's all going to work out. I think definitely it's going to be something new for all of us. So just trying to figure that out over the next couple months, it's going to be a fun process. You know, I think AVP is a great coach, and being able to work with him on a day-to-day basis, I'm excited to see what he has in store for us to learn from him.